Well, it's a big weekend for two Galway League clubs who are playing in the Women's Connacht Cup finals in Castlebar. On Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m, Corrib Celtic take on Manulla in the Senior Women's Connacht Cup final. Huge game for the club. I think they're describing it as their biggest ever and certainly their first appearance in this stage of the competition. Of course, for Manulla, it's a different scenario. They're in their third final in succession and were beaten by Salthill Devon in the final last year. In actual fact, they also defeated Devon in the semi-final. So we wish Corrib Celtic well. They've obviously had an impressive run to the decider. Indeed, for their manager, Jack Barrett, it's a bit of a return home because he hails from Manulla and has family connections involved with the team. In the Women's Shield final, that's taking place at 12:30 and it involves Murphy United and Gurteen Celtic from Sligo. Another huge game for the Murphy United ladies, and we also wish them well. Switching on to the local action, games are a little bit limited as we wind down towards the end of the season. Indeed, as we speak, Salthill Devon and Murphy United are in action in Drum. That kicked off at 8:15. Of course, Devon second in the table. They trail leaders Athenry by 2 points, but enjoy two games in hand. And of course, they did have a meeting early in the season in the FAI Junior Cup, finished 1-1 with Murphy prevailing on penalties. And of course, looking forward, in a weekend, they're going to meet again in the Connacht Junior Cup. Tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 in Bohemorsey is the meeting of Hibernians and Loughrea. And of course, Loughrea just somewhat looking over their shoulder. They're third from the bottom in the Premier League. Just a couple of points clear of St Bernard. So they want to pick up points. Hibernians certainly comfortable in the top half of the table. In a game played in midweek, Mary Oran Moore defeated Colga by 3-2. Now, switching to the Championship, and leaders University of Galway are not in action until Tuesday evening when they play Corrib Rangers. But for two teams chasing them down, it's a big weekend, of course, for West United. They're playing Tuam Celtic on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. West were 4-0 winners when the sides met previously in November. They're on a little bit of run of form and maybe it might be expected to continue that. Moyne Villa, of course, are travelling out to Clatidoff. They're playing West Coast United. Indeed, the sides met just a couple of weeks ago in the league. Moyne Villa winning 2-1 on that occasion in a competitive fair. And again, at the top of the table, with University leading Moyne Villa. Moyne Villa are 4 points ahead of West United, but West United do enjoy two games in hand. Elsewhere in the Championship over the weekend, Murphy United B played Dynamo Blues. Blues, of course, looking for points to get away from the bottom two on the table, while Corrifin play Corrib Celtic. In Division 1, it's, bottom two teams in the lower region of the table, they're in action this evening. Craigmore, Clare Galway are playing Galway Bows. That's actually up in Miller's Lane. They drew 1-1 last time out. Just Bows in the relegation zone. Craigmore, Clare Galway just a point ahead of them. On Sunday morning, East Galway United play Crockwell, while Uchterard play Merlin Woods. And this evening there was supposed to be a game scheduled for the Astro in Athenry, where Athenry B were to host Corrib Celtic B, but just been told this morning that Corrib Celtic B have conceded that game, which probably is a little disappointing from Athenry B's point of view. They would have liked to have played their last game of the season, but that result still guarantees them promotion. There's one game still to be played. That's the meeting of Colga B and Kiltulla, and the winners of that contest will go up as well, but it could require a playoff to decide the destiny of the Division 2 title. One game down for decision in the Michael Byrne Cup. That's the meeting of Renmore and Athenry. That's down for 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I'm assuming that West Park is the venue. Full schedule of games, well, actually the girls under 19 team aren't in action. That's for the Galway United Academy teams. The girls under 17 and all four men's teams from Galway United are in action home and away over the weekend. And also, just to wish well three Galway officials who are that's Joe Heshin, John O'Connor and Gabriel Darcy, who are involved in the FAI Junior Cup semi-final tomorrow in Limerick. That's between Pike Rovers and Cockhill Celtic. The other semi-final sees Gorey Rangers play Villa FC.